Is a Trojan horse headed for eastern Ukraine? That's what many in the western part of the country fear after hearing news that a Russian convoy of military trucks, all painted white, are headed toward the border. Russia says they're packed with aid and part of a humanitarian mission. Kiev says the trucks will only be allowed in after they're checked by the International Committee of the Red Cross, the RCRC. BuzzFeed's Max Seddon is in Kiev and has been monitoring the convoy's progress.
The 280 trucks that appear to be Russian military trucks with their license plates removed and hastily painted white, they headed out for Moscow this morning. They are believed to be staying overnight in the city of Voronezh in southern Russia. And the Red Cross still don't know what's in these trucks. It doesn't appear that anyone was informed when Russia sent the trucks out this morning. And it's very confusing at the moment.
Yeah, that's a really confusing detail. What does it tell us that the ICRC is kind of in the dark, even though Russia said this was a Red Cross mission?
Well, it seems that the point of this isn't really to deliver humanitarian aid. Well, I'm sure that's a concern. It isn't the primary concern, or even to get these things over the border, because if you believe Ukrainian and Western intelligence, Russia has been sending everything, including sophisticated anti-aircraft missiles and tanks and money and mercenaries and everything really under the sun over this porous border with Ukraine that Ukraine no longer controls for months. And some people fear that this could be some sort of Trojan horse, when what's actually in those trucks are lots of little green men, like in Crimea, Russian commandos with machine guns and what have you.
So is that the big fear then in Kiev, that those trucks are not filled with food and water and humanitarian aid, but little green men and guns?
Yes, it could be all sorts of things. They cited this video that was posted yesterday from a Russian army depot near the Ukrainian border, where trucks are the same sort of trucks that were being used driving out from Moscow with humanitarian aid were also being painted by soldiers into the same color, and right next to it was radar for an S-300 anti-aircraft missile system, which is the most sophisticated piece of surface air kit that the Russians make. And you think, like, why, as the Ukrainian said, do you need that there if your purpose of these trucks is to deliver humanitarian aid? The Ukrainians say that they're prepared for a surprise, but it's also hard to see what they're going to do and how they're going to cope if Russia really does decide to invade. Ukraine just doesn't have the capabilities to deal with a full-scale Russian invasion, if that's what Russia wants to do.
And on the ground in Kiev today, what is the mood among the people in the capital as this convoy heads down to the Ukrainian border? Are people just wondering what's going to pop out of this Trojan horse?
Well, yeah, that's the expectation, is that Russia is up to something. The irony of the whole Ukrainian crisis is that it began with Russia's attempts to drive Ukraine away from the European Union, closer towards Russia. And the outcome, now that we're at this stage of the conflict, where we seem to be today closer to the war than we've ever been, is that the majority of Ukrainians are united in this traditionally hopelessly divided country for the Ukrainian state and against Russia and against Putin personally.
So, I mean, that's a very heady kind of moment for Ukrainians, to feeling that they're closer to war than they've ever been. I mean, you've been covering this business since the beginning, going back to the Olympics in Sochi when the press corps ditched the games and headed to Kiev. The Cold War analogies were there, this annexation of Crimea, a place that echoes back to the 19th century. It's been very dramatic, and it seems like it never stops. Does anything surprise you, Max, any more about this story?
No, nothing. I think 6 months ago, when I was sitting around in Kiev watching figure skating every night, I think if you told me that I was going to spend the next 6 months doing what I've been doing, I would not have believed you. But at this stage, I think really anything goes. I think, especially since the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crash, when everyone thought, here's the opportunity for Russia to step back and to stop supporting the separatists, this is surely a bridge too far for everyone, and here is incentive for Russia to wrap up the conflict. And it looks like they've only stepped up their support for the rebels and shown more resolve to stay the course. So I think it's really anything goes at this point.
Max Seddon with BuzzFeed, speaking with me from Kiev. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.